the early morning hours of May 27, 1991, you were a City of Milwaukee police officer, is that correct?
That's correct.
You pulled into that alley with your squad lights on?
The headlights of the squad car were on, yes.
And you got out of the car?
That's correct.
What did you do after you got out of the car? What did you see and what did you do?
I exited the car. I was the passenger of the car. There was a group of people in the alley, and they were all pointing to a white male and a second Asian male who was naked just east of our location in the alley. My partner came up to me and told me that he had obtained information from the white male to whom he was talking to, and basically that the Asian male's name was John Hmong and that he was 20 years old and that he had been staying with him for the last, I believe he said, 2 to 3 weeks.
Had been staying with whom?
With Mr. Dahmer. He also had obtained Dahmer's name at that point. Officer Porupkin, myself, and the Asian male, and Jeffrey Dahmer began walking toward the rear of the apartment. While we walked back to the apartment, Mr. Dahmer spoke of the crime in the neighborhood and how bad he thought it was. He said he was glad that the police were in the neighborhood and that there was a need for the police. I believe he may have been smoking a cigarette during that time. As we got near to the apartment building, it was the rear of the apartment building, obviously, he spoke of the need for extra locks on his apartment and that he had a security system because of the crime and the nature of the neighborhood.
He showed you up to his apartment.
Correct.
And he convinced you that you could go about your business, that he had everything under control.
We were convinced that all was well.
And there wasn't anything that you saw that could, for one moment, have caused you to believe that there was any problem at all, correct?
There was nothing.